As long as there have been banks, there have been bank robberies. The one that took place at Medicine Lodge, Kansas over a century ago proved deadly for both bank officials and the robbers. The intriguing story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
John Nixon shares the story of some lawmen who turned bad.
In 1884, the marshal and deputy from Caldwell, Kansas, came over here to rob our bank on horseback and shot and killed the president and the cashier of the bank.
It was the morning of April 30th, 1884. Shots were fired, killing two bank employees. Townspeople heard the commotion and were determined not to let the robbers get away.
Then they took off on horseback and a posse was formed and they chased him into the Gip Hills and cornered him in Box Canyon and brought him back and put him in jail.
But the posse was so upset that the robbers had killed two of their own citizens, they didn't wait for a trial.
The vigilantes were so upset that they broke him out of jail and shot one, but I believe he's still alive, and they took him two blocks east on Main and hung him.
Apparently, the courts felt justice had been served, for when there was a hearing into the events, no one went to jail.
And they had a coroner's inquest, and they decided that they'd come to their death at hands unknown, even though there was 30 people standing there watching them get hung. But anyway, it was swift justice. Nobody got in trouble, and that was that.
The museum here in Medicine Lodge has relics from the tragic event a century ago.
We've got a piece of the rope that they were hung with because they were cut in like 2 or 3 inch pieces and given away as souvenirs back in that time. Bank's not been robbed since, by the way.
The museum in this town has many amazing pieces of history, those relating to the failed bank robbery being some of them. Traveling the countryside in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.